Go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Okay, ladies, for your next party, how many of you would consider this? Great music, we love that, yes. Drinks, and your best girlfriends all taking turns getting illegal silicone injections.
I was with
Maybe
you
not
till the one.
A lot of women are doing this. They're called pump parties.
Yes.
And according to one Silver Springs, Maryland area plastic surgeon, they are becoming dangerously more popular. And Tom, we're not just talking about butt injections here. These party goers are also getting injections into their breast, hips, and faces. I'm going inside her store with Dr. Mecca Onyewu. Good morning. I'm going to call you Dr. Mecca.
Okay.
Or Dr.
Morning,
O. I think your patients call you Dr. O. Good morning, Dr. O. Okay. First, there is not just butt injections, but faces, hips, and breast?
Absolutely. I think historically, it actually started with face injections in South America when people were trying to feminize the face, and there were small amounts of silicone. But the problem is they're injecting silicone mixed with a bunch of other things into the face to try to soften the cheeks, into the chin, and like you said, into the breast and the hips also.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now what happens when you inject this combination of silicone and a number of other things into an area like the breast? Does it plump them up? Does it work?
Well, the original way silicone works is it's not the silicone. Silicone itself is inert. It doesn't react to the body, or the body doesn't react to it. But there is a small inflammation around it, and that's what gives that pump effect. But what happens when you mix silicone with other substances that are toxic to the body, the body tries to eliminate the stuff and shuts down your organs. So you can shut down your kidneys trying to get rid of these illegal substances. You can shut down your liver also, or you can get pieces of this material moved to the lungs. And that's really where it's dangerous.
People don't care that this person doesn't know what they're doing. They don't.
When the patients come to you, because basically, you guys, he became the go-to doctor for making corrections after early on he had some success with correcting a lot of these situations where people would have complications. And so when the patients come to you, I mean, why are they doing this, Dr. O?
Well, you know, the initial silicone injections were done in mostly in transgender patients. They were trying to soften the male look and try to look more feminine. But once they found that they could put silicone into different parts of the body without consequence, it spread to other parts. And with in the last year or two, with the popularity of having a bigger backside, you know, seeing with J-Lo and Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, yeah, basically, that's becoming extremely popular. And
so that's what they're doing. They're ordering, like, I want the Lopez butt, or I want the Minaj butt. Do they order it like that?
It sounds crazy, but yeah, they'll walk into an office and say, I want my butt to look, and they'll bring a picture. They'll bring a picture of a famous vixen.
Now, and certainly since they bring it to the house, then you don't have to go through all of this. You know, there are consequences to this because somebody is just there to give them what they want for the right price.
Absolutely.
Where are they getting this silicone,
exactly.
Dr. O? I mean, talk about what it's mixed with, because you told me motor oil. What's mixed with this silicone?
Right. The original silicone that was used in faces was medical grade silicone. So it was sterile. It was tested. It was not mixed with anything. These madams, or the people that actually give the injection, they mix to get a larger volume. They mix the silicone sometimes with motor oil. I've heard of it being mixed with Fix-A-Flat, industrial-grade silicone, which is a silicone used in building materials for building houses. So those are the substances that they mix the medical-grade silicone with. And that's really
why motor oil?
Problem. Yeah, why motor oil? What's the...
Because silicone is kind of like a gel, and motor oil is kind of viscous also. So when they can mix it, they can sort of, it can blend with the natural, with the normal silicone, and I guess motor oil is cheap. So
for years, haven't they changed for the breast implants, haven't they changed from silicone to something else, knowing that this was wrong and adverse reactions to your body?
No, the implants are very different. The silicone is contained in a bag, in a
But if the bag leaks,
they rarely leak, and because it's medical grade silicone, it doesn't cause any problem. I think the problem is really what's causing the kidney failure and all the diseases and the skin turning to leather are the impurities that are mixed with the silicone.
Because it's not the medical grade.
Exactly. Dr. O, one last question here from a texter wants to know about penis injections.
I've seen problems from that too. Not as common, but that's also very, very dangerous. But people have
done. Is that silicone too?
The same silicone.
I don't need that.
Oh my god! Okay, so if you get invited to a pumping party, turn it down, ladies. Turn it down.
Very dangerous.
Man, it's Dr. Head.
Dr. Mecca, thank you. Onyewu is the last name, and what's the website, Doc?
Jamachi Plastic Surgery. So jamachi.com.
This thing, every day, he's got to look at some messed up butts and breasts.
And breasts.
And every day, that's his job.
And faces.
Then he got to go home.